Okay, let's start from verse 6. The Paul said, I am astonished. Astonished, it's not really familiar English to me, but meaning surprised, or more like shocked, right? Am I correct? The astonished means like more like you are shocked, you are surprised. And in the Greek manuscript, this word comes very front of the sentence, very front of the sentence to emphasize how Paul was shocked. He was almost shocked to death. He was so shocked. What made him so shocked? He continues, that you are so quickly deserting, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this word right, deserting, the one who called you by the grace of Christ, and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. So Paul was shocked to find out the people who he actually preached, who he actually led, guided to become Christian, and those who are supposed to know the gospel of Jesus Christ is kind of turning away from it so quickly. He was so shocked. And he said, which is really no gospel at all. And he points out the cause. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. So this is the cause. Why this happened? This has happened because somebody went to your place and somebody is preaching differently and try to throw you into the confusion. And he continues, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let that person be under God's curse. This is very strong way of expression that Paul rarely use, like under, throw that person under God's curse. We don't use that word very often. Noro, it's very strong expression. And he repeat that. So now I say again, if anybody, we or even angel from heaven, anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than that we preached or the one you accepted originally, let that person be under God's curse. So he uses this very strong expression and repeat twice. That means this is what he really wants to say. So this is today's key word. This is what Paul wants, what God wants us to know through Paul today. By the way, the God's curse, this word is, in Hebrew, it's, I don't know if I pronounce this right, harem or harem. Harem or harem, this is a Jewish word. Means, give everything to God. In Japanese, this is a seizetsu. Seizetsu って言葉ありますね。Give everything to God. And this is, this word used often in Old Testament rather than New Testament. So, when you give something to God, and usually you burn it, right? You burn everything to give that to God. That's the meaning of this word. So give everything to God. So in Old Testament, sometimes you can find that Israel have a battle with other nations and God ordered them to harem. And when God said harem, that means they cannot take anything from their enemies. You know, even if they win the battle, maybe they want to keep some gold or jewelries that enemy had, or maybe cows or sheep or some food, or maybe they want make that people their slave or something like that. But when God said, harem, give everything to God, they cannot allow to keep them, destroy completely and burn everything. That's the meaning of this word under God's curse. This is the original meaning. So what Paul is trying to say is, if anybody trying to twist the gospel of Jesus Christ, destroy it completely, burn it completely. Don't even leave a piece of it in your heart. Destroy them. Get rid of them completely. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ. Nothing. Even a tiny one. No, not at all. And Paul continues, am I now trying to win humans' approval or God's approval? Paul said this because the people who made confusion in the churches in Galatians, they claimed that Paul is preaching wrong teaching. And he's doing it because he won't win your approval. He wants to be popular. He wants to be admired. Or he wants to be respected by people. That's why he is preaching wrong way. So don't listen to Paul. That's what the people who were against Paul claimed in the Galatians. So Paul insists that he has never been trying to win people's approval, because what he was preaching, what he is living for, is something that does not need humans' approval, because that was approved by God. So that's the basically what Paul is saying from today's passage. But I want to just conclude with three points as usual. So number one, I just want to make it more simple. What Paul or God is saying or teaching us from today's passage is, number one is, there is only one gospel. This is what Paul wants to say. There is only one gospel. And I want you to think about, if we look around us today, there are many denominations, right? We belong to ABA and NAB, North American Baptist Conference, and Alabama Baptist Association. And maybe some of you are originally from other denominations, right? There's many denominations around us. And if you think about, for example, say the translation, the Bible translation, the Japanese Bible, there are only a few translations, so you don't have much choice there. But if you look at English Bible, there's so many translations, it's hard to pick. I use NIV, but maybe some of you are using different translations. And if you think about the style of the music that is played in the church, some churches may prefer more traditional hymns, like hymns and traditional music, but some churches might prefer more, you know, contemporary up-tempo music. So if we look around, we are same churches, but sometimes it looks totally different, and sometimes we kind of against for some reason. But we want to remember today, there may be a different way of expression, but what we are praising about, what they are preaching about, what they are believing and living on, is the same one gospel, same one good news. But we often forget this, and sometimes we have a confrontation because of that. So as church grows, the church changes, church updates, and church changes. Well, sometimes church might go back to tradition, I don't know, but it changes. And we always want to ask ourselves, is this, if we have a problem, is this problem, or is this confrontation or argument or controversy or something happened in the church. Is this about just the way of expression? Or is this something critical to the gospel that we all share, that all churches around the world share the one gospel? Is this something that affect to that part? Well, it's just the way of expression. We need to distinguish this. Sometimes we get so stubborn and insist something it's okay to change, but we want to keep it. But we need to distinguish and find out, is this something it's okay to change, when this is something you're not allowed to change, critical to the gospel or not? And to know that, we need to know, what is that gospel? What is the gospel that we should never change? And Paul says, this is the point two, there is only one gospel, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Paul said. The gospel of Jesus Christ, not the gospel of Toshihiro Tamura, ne? The gospel of Jesus Christ. The one gospel we all shared, all churches around the world share, this one gospel is the gospel of Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins and was risen to rescue us from evil world, as you already know. And critical issue we have in the church is that the issue that something that pervert or try to change, twist that gospel of Jesus Christ. And this has been happening in the church in the history, right? If you look back at the history, the most famous one that you learn on the history textbook is the this big thing is that happened. And that actually gave birth to the Protestant churches. But I don't know, a couple hundred years ago, the Catholic Church tried to sell the piece of paper. And if you buy this, your sin will be forgiven, right? So if you pay money, you will be forgiven. So that's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. They twisted it. This is, of course, this is very obvious to us today, but that could even happen to the church today. Sometimes, some churches or some leaders, sometimes unintentionally, burden their people with wrong pressure or obligation, the wrong burden. Of course, we need to take the burden from the Christ. The Bible doesn't say we will have an easy life if we want to believe in God. So we will have challenges in our lives. But we have to be careful. Is that based on the gospel of Jesus Christ? Or is that wrong burden? So we always must learn from the history. We always learn from the mistakes, and we always have to come back. We always have to come back to and stand on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So every day and every night, we think we already know, but every day and every night, we want to ask ourselves, are we standing on the gospel of Jesus Christ? Am I still standing on his grace? We always need to ask ourselves, because it's so easy to go off from there. Ask yourself, are you standing on the grace of Jesus Christ even today? And if you find you are not, then Holy Spirit, God is maybe teaching you to come back to that point. And number three, the point three is there is only one gospel, and that gospel is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And point three is that is the only gospel approved by God. This is a very important point. This is the only one approved by God. Just like I talked to the children today, I think that was a few years ago. I think I went to Walmart or something, and I tried to buy something with cash, and I didn't take a look at the cash, but I pulled out the Canadian Tires money. I saw that's like, I don't know, $5 or something. I didn't take a look at it, and the person in the store goes like, you know, I don't think you can use this here. I was so embarrassed. That was just a mistake. But just like that, you have to use the money that is actually approved, that is actually valid in that country. So there may be many attractive or impressive message or teachings or philosophy or religion out there. But most important question is it approved in Kingdom of Heaven? Is it valid still in the Kingdom of Heaven? There is so many good news around the world. Like, everyone can go to heaven. Well, if you just buy this piece of paper, it's only 1,000 yen, 10 bucks, and then you can go to heaven. There are so many attractive messages around the world. But we always have to be careful and ask question, is it valid? Is it real? Is it valid in heaven? The gospel of Jesus Christ is approved, assured, and it is guaranteed and certified by the resurrection. Because Jesus said, he promised he will die on the cross, and he said he will be risen on the third day. And if he was not risen, then maybe his gospel is not approved or it's not valid, but he indeed was risen. The resurrection makes the gospel of Jesus Christ approved by God, by the power of God and Holy Spirit that we are going to celebrate in a couple weeks. The Holy Spirit teaches us this is what approved by God. Without Spirit of God, we are not able to understand. We are not able to accept. So, if you accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, that means you have Holy Spirit. That's the approval of God. Without God's grace, without the Holy Spirit, no one can confess Jesus Christ as the Savior. And lastly, this is not a point four, but this is lastly. So this is a gospel that we believe. This is a gospel that we should never change. This is a gospel that unites us, one body in Christ. Not just us, unite us with other churches, the churches around the world. This is the gospel, unite us all as one body. And I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying the church shouldn't change anything. We'd like to challenge. We would like to try. We might make mistakes, but we like to try new things because we don't want to be conservative. We just want to stay in the comfort place and, you know, just, you know, play around with your friends. We need to go out. We need to challenge. We need to do something new to spread the gospel. That's God's will. That's what God wants us to do. But why we do that? We always want to come back and check ourselves. Are we standing on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We will do the new things, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. 一言、ああ、ごめんなさい。Now I will speak in Japanese. 日本語で、はい。はい、切り替えました。日本語で、ちょっと短く要約したいと思います。今日はガラテヤ人への手紙の1章の6節から10節のところからお話をさせていただきました。この箇所で、ポールが、ポールじゃない、パウロが私たちに伝えているメッセージ、神様がパウロを通して私たちに伝えているメッセージというのは、一つですね。それは福音、良い知らせというのはたった一つしかないんだということなんですね。それをまあ分かりやすく3つに分けて今日お話をしました。まず第1番目は、福音というのは、良い知らせというのは一つしかないということ。もちろん私たちは周りを見渡したらいろんな教団があったり、教派があったり、いろんな聖書の翻訳があったり、教会の礼拝に行けば、いろいろなプログラム、形の礼拝が私たちの周りにはあふれていますけれども、そのような一人一人が賛美しているお方、信じているお方、またその教会で語られていること、それは皆同じ一つのメッセージ、それが福音、イエス・キリストの福音であるということですから、私たちは時々教会の中でこう思いが合わないこと、意見が合わないことがあるかもしれませんけれども、でもその時に私たちは、注意しなければいけないことは、それは、日本語は出てこないな神様を賛美するその表現のいわゆる違いなのか、静かにね賛美する人が好きな人もいるでしょう、両手を上げて賛美するのが、好きな人もいるでしょう。でもそれはただ表現の違いですよね。手を上げてる人が立派な賛美する人で、静かに祈ってる人は、不信仰だというわけではない。それは表現の違いですよね。それは表現の違いなのか、それともその福音、イエス様の福音の根底に関わることなのかということを、私たちはよく見極めていかなければいけないということですね。じゃあその私たちが変えてはいけない、注意しなければいけない一つしかない良い知らせ、福音とは何か。でパウロは、それはイエス・キリストの福音だ、イエス・キリストに関する良い知らせ、グッドニュースだ、今日のところで語っています。私たちの罪のために十字架で身代わりになり、そして3日目に神の力によって約束通りよみがえられたイエス・キリスト、このイエス・キリストによって私たちは救われる。これが、私たちが変えてはならない、福音であります。この福音に何かを少し足してみたり、あるいは何かを引いてみたりしてはいけないということ。でも私たちはよくよくこれをやってしまうことがありますね。イエス様を最初は信じるだけで救われるって聞いてたんだけど、信じるだけじゃやっぱり足りなくて、信じるプラスこれもしないとダメですよとか、あるいは、福音から何かを差し引いてしまったりとかですね、してしまう。まあ、ローマカトリック教会が免罪符というのを出したことがありましたよね。お金を払ってお札を買ったらあなたの罪は許される、まあ、これは分かりやすい例ですけれども、そんな風にイエス様の恵みによって救われるという部分を変えてしまう、そのようにならないように私たちは注意していかなければならないということ。最後に3つ目に大切なこと、それはなぜそのイエス・キリストの福音を私たちはいつも変えないように大事にしなければならないのか。それはその良い知らせ、その福音が神様が用意された、神様が認められた方法であるから。子供たちに、さっきおもちゃのお金を見せてお話をしましたけれども、どんなにたくさんおもちゃのお金を持ってても、私たちはそれをお店に持ってって使うということはできないわけですよね。世の中にはたくさん魅力的な、教え、魅力的なアイデア、考え方、哲学っていうのはあると思います。 むしろ聖書の教えよりもそっちの方が簡単でいいなとか、そっちの方がなんかこう充実感を味わえていいなとか、いろんなそういったものがあるかもしれない。でも私たちは常に自分に問いかけたいと思うんですね。それは本当に神の国に行った時に、天国に行った時に有効なものですか。どんなにたくさんの人が認めて、たくさんの人がこれいいよ言っても、神の国で認められるものでなかったら、それは意味がないものになってしまう。じゃあどうしてイエス・キリストの福音は認められるのか。それは先々日私たちがお祝いした復活祭ですよね。イエス・キリストはご自身が語られたその言葉通りに3日目に確かによみがえられた。よみがえって弟子たちの前に現れた。そのよみがえられたイエス・キリストに出会ったからこそ、彼らは命を懸けて福音を述べ伝えることができたわけですよね。イエス様がよみがえられたからこそ、イエス様の語られた良き知らせは神の力によって保証されたものであるということ、私たちは安心して信じることができます。そしてこの福音によって私たちは一つであるということ、私たちはお互いに気が合うから一つなわけじゃないんですね。このイエス・キリストの福音を信じる者として私たちは一つであるということ、私たちは心に留めたいと思います。そして、教会は成長していきます。時代が変わるにつれて教会のいろいろなことが変わっていくと思うんですね。で、私たちは新しいことにチャレンジをしていくものでありたいと思いますけれども、いつもこの最初の福音からそれないようにここに立ち続けるということを確認し続けながら、新しいことにチャレンジしていく、むしろこの最初のイエス様の福音をよりその時代に人々に伝えるために、チャレンジしていく、そのような教会でありたいと思います。一言お祈りして閉じたいと思います。 Let's pray。 愛する天の父なる神様、あなたの皆を心から感謝し褒めたたえます。あなたの愛は以前もそして今日も明日も変わることがありません。私たちの神は一つであり、私たちの信仰は一つであり、私たちの教会は一つであります。私たちは一人一人みんな違うものであります。教会も一つ一つそれぞれにあなたがユニークな特色を与えてくださって違うものであります。しかしそれは私たちが互いに助け合い、互いに徳を高め合うためであります。主よ、どうぞ私たちがいろいろな違いはあっても、主よ、あなたの福音を信じることにおいて一つであることを忘れることがないように、あなたの恵みを忘れることがないように、いつもあなたの恵みの上に立ってあなたに仕えることができますように、どうぞ助け導いてください。すべてのことを感謝し、すべてを御手に委ねて、愛する主イエス様の皆によって感謝してお祈りいたします。アーメン。